Now, today is the 6th of April, and joining us this morning to share something about this day in history is breakfast producer Chloe Holmes. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So what have you learned about today in history?
Well, on this day in 1896, the first modern Olympic Games were held in Athens, Greece. 1,500 years after the ancient tradition was banned by the Romans in 393 AD, the Games were reborn, welcoming competitors from 13 nations under a crowd of 60,000 spectators.
What were the ancient Olympics like?
Well, for a start, there were a lot less clothes. The very first recorded Olympic Games were held in 776 BC, and even in ancient times, the Olympics were held every 4 years. The Games were named after the Greek gods, the Olympians, and their divine dwelling, Mount Olympus, and the competition honoured the king of the gods, Zeus. Originally, the Games consisted of only foot races, but by the end of the ancient Games era, they included wrestling, boxing, horse and chariot racing, military competitions, and the pentathlon, which introduced the long jump, discus and javelin throws.
So how did they reinterpret this nude religious ceremony to recreate the modern Olympic Games?
I mean, the revival of the Olympics was due in part to the predominantly French Renaissance era that romanticized many old Greek legends and traditions. Then, after the formation of the International Olympic Committee in 1896, the Athens Games were planned.
And what was different about the modern Games?
Well, the first new Olympic Games was upscaled quite a bit, with 280 participants from 13 nations who competed in 43 events. The competition had spread past just Greece to be international, and all of the competitors were still men, as was the fashion at the time, and the sports were still relatively limited. The Games included track and field races, swimming, gymnastics, cycling, wrestling, weightlifting, fencing, shooting and tennis. Although, a fun fact, in the first 1896 Olympics, they completed the first ever marathon competition.
But drop the chariot races, unfortunately.
No longer a common sport.
Yeah, it's upsetting. So how did the Olympics become what it has become today?
Well, it took a while, but over the years, the Olympic Games gained more traction as international recognition started to become more popular than other national sporting fairs. The 1924 Olympics is widely regarded as the first truly successful event of the Games in the modern era. Held in Paris, the Games involved more than 3,000 athletes, including more than 100 women from 44 nations, and the first Winter Olympic Games were also held in that same year. And now the Olympic Games are the foremost international sporting competition. The most recent Summer Olympic Games held in Rio included more than 10,000 athletes representing 207 nations competing in 31 sports, and around 350 million people worldwide witnessed the opening ceremony. And the next Olympiad, which will open on the 24th of July 2020 in Tokyo, Japan, is speculated to be even bigger.
Chloe, you've just taught me so much about the Olympic Games. Thank you.
It's a lot of statistics.
What else have you learned about today?
So also on this day in 1992, one of the greatest and most prolific science fiction writers of the 20th century, Isaac Asimov, died at the age of 72. Born in Russia in 1920 to a family of Jewish millers, Asimov and his family immigrated to the United States when he was 3 years old, and he grew up in Brooklyn, New York. He'd taught himself to read by the age of five, and while his parents ran candy stores, he credited the newspapers and magazines sold alongside the candy as a major influence in his lifelong love of the written word.
So was Asimov always a writer?
Well, for most of his life, Asimov was first and foremost an academic. After completing his schooling in New York, Asimov completed his master's degree in chemistry in 1941 in Columbia, and later earned a doctorate degree in biochemistry in 1948 at the age of 28. He eventually became a tenured biochemistry professor at Boston University and thus maintained his title even after he left teaching to become a full-time writer.
So what did Asimov write eventually?
Well, short answer is lots. Asimov wrote over 500 stories, both fiction and non-fiction, but he's most well known for his science fiction works, with the Foundation series and the Robot series being some of the most widely read. Being a lover of science and reading, he was immediately drawn to the genre of science fiction. And Asimov believed, and I quote, "Science fiction serves the good of humanity." He began writing for himself at the age of 11 and was actively published from the late 1930s until his death.
I think many people who watch Black Mirror feel the same way. Science fiction is good for humanity. So what's he most well known for?
Well, as I mentioned, his most well-knowns are likely the Foundation series, which recalls the fall of a vast interstellar empire, and the Robot series. However, a more important work is a collection of his works, which is titled I, Robot. The piece that penned some of the most notable sentences in sci-fi, The Three Laws of Robotics.
You have to tell us, what are the three laws of robotics, Chloe?
So there are principles by Asimov that all AI and electronic beings had to follow. The first, a robot may not injure a human being or, through inaction, allow a human being to come to harm. The second, a robot must obey orders given it by human beings, except where such orders would conflict with the first law, and a robot must protect its own existence as long as such protection does not conflict with the first or second law. Asimov himself stated that if all I have written is someday to be forgotten, the three laws of robotics will surely be the last to go. And he was definitely right. While many of Asimov's works have been adapted in various ways, the laws of robotics exist in some form in almost every piece of science fiction that includes some form of robots or artificial intelligence since they were first written. And exploration of the laws, lack of the laws, and misinterpretation of the laws are some of the most widely written and talked about subjects in the science fiction genre to this day.
Now we're fully across Isaac Asimov. What song should we have a listen to celebrate this day in history?
Well, because I have a love for this song, because the true robots of music, Daft Punk, wrote it, and because all three of its lyrics were stuck in my head while I was writing this, I want to take a listen to Robot Rock from the album Human After All.
Thank you so much, Chloe.
Thank you.
Let's listen to Robot Rock by Daft Punk. You're listening to Breakfast.